one ever tell you the facts of life. Well, there's so much you have to learn.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Ukraine's President Zelensky and Vice President Vance meet at the Munich Security Conference, now getting underway. CBS News contributor Samantha Vinograd.
Vice President Vance ostensibly will try to reassure Ukraine about ongoing U.S. support. There's just an outstanding question as to whether that will be echoed by President Trump or not. In a press conference with Prime Minister Modi, President Trump, for example, said he didn't care if Ukraine joined NATO. So there's a lot of mixed messages.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio was delayed getting to the meeting. His Air Force jet had a cracked cockpit windshield, causing a return to D.C. for a new plane. A lawsuit filed yesterday by attorneys general from 14 states challenges the authority of Elon Musk and his Department of Government Efficiency.
What this lawsuit says is that as special government employees, Elon Musk and people who are working for Doge shouldn't be allowed access to these systems because it could allow leaks of sensitive information, might make them more vulnerable to hacking. And their goal was to put freezes on federal funding, which they're not supposed to have the authority to do.
CBS News reporter and attorney Katrina Kaufman. Manhattan U.S. Attorney Daniel Sassoon and five other federal prosecutors have resigned. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson tells us they refused Justice Department orders to drop corruption charges against New York's Democratic mayor, Eric Adams.
You have prosecutors who have committed themselves and worked with others and believe that they're doing the right thing. And the fact that it's someone in Washington wants them to dismiss the case doesn't mean that these prosecutors will go along with it.
Southern California faces the continuing risk of rock and mudslides today after heavy rains. CBS's Carter Evans is in Pacific Palisades.
I did see a couple of cars that looked like they'd been knocked out of the way as the flood came through. Once it gets 6-8 inches deep, it's enough to lift up a car, and that mud flow is coming down pretty quickly. And it looked like one parking enforcement car got stuck in the flow. The parking enforcement officer was in the car at the time. She got out. She is safe.
Well, it's Valentine's Day, favorite day of the year, apparently, for the Kanawha Chordsman Barbership Quartet in Charleston, West Virginia.
Let me call you sweetheart.
They'll surprise people today with messages for people sweet on them. City schools are closed in Philadelphia as Eagle fans show their love for the Super Bowl champs with a parade today. It starts at 11 a.m. with a ceremony later at the Rocky Steps. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777.
7777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
It's still a small world, but the song has new lyrics.
Mother Earth unites us in heart and mind.
60 years after it made its debut, the It's a Small World song is being revamped for a new generation of Disney fans.
The love we give makes us humankind.
Disney Park says the update will premiere at Disneyland in time for the park's 70th anniversary in May. The new lyrics were written by Richard M. Sherman, who penned the original with his brother. Sherman died last May at the age of 95. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
New data suggests medications that have transformed the treatment of obesity may also help people drink less alcohol. The study was small, just 48 adults, and lasted just over 2 months, but the results add to evidence that drugs like Ozempic might help with cravings for things other than food. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Generally clear skies in the overnight, the low near zero. Wind chills between 5 and 10 below, a light west breeze. On Friday, increasing clouds, highs in the upper 20s, a little snow late in the day. Winter weather advisory goes into effect Friday night. Right now, it's 1.
I wish they all could be good. Park to Racine's famous zoo. Local news and timeless hits.
Thank you. started the whole world crying, but I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh no, I started to cry, which started the whole world laughing. Oh, if I'd only seen that the joke was on me.
For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits, too, on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and, of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And, of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You local news. And now, timeless hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
rescue me.
Hello.
as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me.
Gonna be bright.
CBS News Brief. First, fire, now flood. Evacuation orders in place for Southern California hillsides and neighborhoods left barren by the recent wildfires. CBS's Michelle Gili says that affects kids at some local schools.
They will be relocated to an area school because they're in an area where they could be in danger.
One intersection in hard-hit Pacific Palisades was under 3 feet of sludge. World leaders have gathered in Munich for the annual security conference there. Vice President J.D. Vance sat down with NATO Chief Mark Rutte before addressing the wider gathering.
We'll talk about NATO, and particularly the president's desire to see NATO spend a little bit more resources on defense.
This news just in, a federal judge has temporarily blocked President Trump's freeze on funding to U.S. aid and development programs. And on this Valentine's Day, more than 60 Thai couples, including 20 same-sex pairs, have tied the knot in a mass Valentine's Day wedding ceremony. CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.
Don Rosen starts